Pew Research, Democrats now express more disapproval of their party's congressional leadership than at any time in several decades.
Whoa.
While Republicans give their party's leadership in Congress a much higher approval rating than in recent years. So if you look at Democrat leaders in Congress, you go back to 2014, the approval was at about 67%. 2020-ish, it was at 84%. And it's been downhill ever since. Now it's all the way down to the approval's at 40%, disapproval at 59%. And there are several reasons for that, and I'm just going off of what I've experienced in my conversations with people who vote for that party. Mm-hmm. Either they feel like they're just out there doing the theater kid act and it's frustrating them, mm-hmm. or they don't feel like they're being harsh enough. And so they're stuck in a bind right now, and it's really only themselves to blame, because I think they should have taken, again, I don't want to give them any free advice. I'm glad they're doing what they're doing, because it's showing everybody exactly who they are. But James Carville, months ago, of all guys, I'm going to cite him. He said Democrats should play possum. That is, let Trump go out there and do what he's going to do. And he was assuming that Trump would just embarrass himself time and time again. It's like, Democrats, you got to look like the adults in the room. That was his advice.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's kind of rich coming from a guy like James Carville, who keeps comparing woke Democrats to women who wanted him to use a condom, which is very strange.
But, yeah, no kidding.
James Carville, who hasn't run a race in 40 years.
Thank you, Hunter Biden. Yes. But I think that's right. I mean, it's kind of like when Joe Biden took office. I said the day that he was sworn in, the best thing he could do is basically nothing. Go, you know, pass some sort of symbolic bill, go to some ribbon cuttings, because the economy was going to be fine. The economy was going to recover. Mm-hmm. And if he had just let it ride, you know, nobody voted for him to be this transformational figure.
No.
And he was a complete failure at everything he tried to do.
Well, dude, I think there's a good part of that party that doesn't even think of the politics.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's like an ideology that you're married to. Mm-hmm. And that's what so many on the left believe in. It's a Marxist ideology. And so with any sort of issue, that's the side they're going to take, even if it's political suicide. And then they try to deceive the voting public as to what it really is and try to get it through. That's what we've seen. But people are waking up to it. They're hosed.